Why'd it stop?
Why'd it stop? That's Pink on Radio Life and Style with a track called Never Gonna Not Dance Again. Don't worry, we'll get you back to the music, get you dancing some more in just a second. But speaking of Pink, we're about to head into a bit of a Pink chat right now on Radio Life and Style. It's Friday, just gone the other side of 8:30, and last week we connected with Mike Bishop, who is the station commander of our local NSRI Station 41. And today, Mike is back in the house. We touched on an initiative last week that we wanted to expand on today to tell the full story behind the Pink Boy Initiative. What is the Pink Boy Initiative? Well, you're about to find out. Mike, welcome to the microphone, my friend. How are you today?
Morning, Mike. Well, welcome. Morning to the listeners.
Great to have you back in the house, man.
Just to clarify, the Pink Boys are not the holiday makers that have been down here for 2 days without any sunblock.
there will be more and more of those. Although, looking at the weather today, the sun is not shining so strongly. We've got a bit of wet weather on the forecast. And I believe that you've got some training planned for the local NSRI, some of the newer recruits getting put through their paces this weekend, eh?
Correct, yeah. We're going to be handling some of the pyrotechnics that are found on the vessels and safety aspects of that. And then we're also going to introduce them to the beach driving because we surf launch stations. So they need to know how to drive on the beach and the aspects of not getting stuck.
Yeah, and not ending up as one of those YouTube videos that we've sometimes seen from Salmon Bay where someone's vehicle gets hauled into the surf.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
So, you see, this is the thing. A real passing on of knowledge and passing the baton. But passing the boy, you might have seen along the promenade. In fact, you definitely would have seen if you've been going for a stroll, going for a jog, taking the dog to stretch some legs on our local Bolito Dolphin Coast Promenade. The Pink Rescue Boys that have been a fixture for a couple of years now, and you might not have given it a second thought, but there is a story behind these things, and they are really making a difference. They have literally saved lives. They continue to do so. But how did it all begin, Mike? Was it an NSRI initiative from the very start?
Yes, so statistically speaking, there's never been much research done on drownings in South Africa and the actual cost to the taxpayer. And one of the areas was that they've noticed that there's a lot of drownings in that, and particularly after hours when other services and that have knocked off and that, and a lot of people come to the beach and so forth.
Well, this is the thing. Lifeguards aren't on duty 24/7.
24/7, yeah.
But we see it time and time again. Holiday season comes, people are on the beach till into the evening or early hours. And that's often when tragedy strikes.
Absolutely. So the initiative started in November of 2017. It was started by the NSRI. And how they chose the pink color, I'm not too sure on that.
Well, it's high visibility.
It's high visibility. I mean, we see it from sea. And when we do our audits and that, and we happen to be out in the ocean, we can actually see the boys from the shark net. So it
works.
Does its job. It does its job, yeah.
It definitely catches the eye.
100%.
And the thing is, we've got these boys stationed at regular intervals right across our boardwalk, how many are out there?
So currently in South Africa, there are 1,600 pink boys out there.
1,600?
Yeah. There's 1,200 are along the coastline, and they stretch from Port Nolloth right through to Richards Bay and further. So they're well distributed. In KZN, we have 200 pink boys, of which 53 are in our area, from which we cover is from the lighthouse in Umhlanga Rocks to the lighthouse in Tugela.
Wow, is that the NSRI Station 41 patrol band?
That's the area we cover. Yeah.
Wow.
From lighthouse to lighthouse.
I mean, it's quite a
it is an
stretch.
extensive area. Yeah. So what's nice about this now, we've we've got a couple of pink boy custodians.
Okay.
And that has made life a lot easier for us because we like to monitor these things and make sure that, because they have a tendency to disappear and get washed away by high surf and things like that.
Yeah, or just, you get mischievous holiday makers that get drunk and decide it's fun to steal a pink boy, and you're not realizing this could be the difference between life and death for someone who's gets into trouble after hours, eh?
Unfortunately, that is a reality, and yes, tragedy has struck in that area. We've had drownings where pink boys were on the beaches, but they were missing. And who knows what the outcome would have been had that rescue device being available to some a member of public.
Sure.
And just the interesting statistic is that since the inception of the Pink Buoy, the danger to a rescuer going into the water, a father going in after their child and that's a very high risk.
Mm.
To date, with the Pink Buoy rescues, there's not been one casualty to a rescuer.
When they've had the Pink Buoy.
So flotation devices are paramount in any rescue. It gives you time, gives people time to breathe, gives them time to get themselves into a position where they can get out and self-rescue. But yeah, the reality is if you go in without flotation, you very high likelihood of becoming a casualty yourself.
Wow. And you know, if you've spoken to those that know a thing or two about sea rescue and who have performed rescues, they'll tell you that sometimes that buoy comes in particular handiness when someone is so panic-stricken that you kind of almost have to whack them over the head to sort of just calm them down or subdue them, because they'll try and almost drag you down and cut off your air supply. And so apart from being a flotation device, sometimes it's just a necessary thing to put a bit of distance between your body and the flailing rescue victim, right?
Absolutely. And that's a very critical thing, is not to get too close to you, especially if you're a smaller person and you're getting to a bigger person, and then they're panicking, and then they want air, and they'll climb on top of you, and so just hand over the Pink Buoy. And these Pink Buoys can carry 3 to 4 people, give them flotation.
Wow.
It gives us time to respond the lifeguards. And
when you think about it right now, so you know it's often the kind of thing that until you need it, it's in the background.
Yeah.
But now that you're thinking about it, you're realizing just how vital, how life-saving these devices can be. Those custodians, those folk that are keeping eyes and keeping count of Pink Buoys that are out there, is that a volunteer position?
It's also a volunteer position. Currently, we have 70 nationwide. We have 3, tentatively a fourth person joining up for Ballito area. And Floti is covered by a lady, and then Salmon Bay through to Willards is covered by another lady. And then we have a lady that covers Sheffield through to Thompson's Tidal Pool. So they go around once a week, once every 2 weeks, and they will inspect them, make sure that they're tied up correctly. There's a certain way that we keep the ropes, and they're tied up so that it's easily accessible, and they don't get blown away, and that they are in position. And if they are missing, then they carry a spare to Peter Boy with them, and they will replace it immediately.
That's fantastic. And obviously they're part of the NSRI volunteer themselves.
So absolutely.
There are so many ways that someone can lend their time, lend their skills towards the sea rescue cause and towards the efforts of NSRI Station 41, our local NSRI station. For those that are listening and are thinking that they'd love to find out more and to possibly find out if they can plug in and support, whether they're an individual or a corporate or whatever, what is the smartest way to touch base with you and the team at NSRI Station 41?
I think the easiest one is to get through the email address, which is station41@searescue.org.za. Drop us an email, say you're interested in volunteering, and we will respond very smartly.
And in the event of an emergency where there is someone being swept out or a boat that's capsized, is there an NSRI hotline or an emergency number?
There is an NSRI hotline. That's 10177 and also 112, which is then
diverted
to the EOC Operations Center.
Fantastic. So there you go. Always on standby, always on call, but a dedicated group of volunteers, people that have, lives that might be in a completely different arena to serve rescue. But when the call goes out, they drop what they're doing and come to the rescue, literally speaking. And if you'd love to be part of this this incredible life-saving initiative, the NSRI Station 41 mission, well, there can never be too many hands on deck. There can never be too many volunteers. They'll find a place for you to fit in, don't worry.
No, that's for sure. And just to mention as well, the 112 number is similar to the 911. You can, for any emergency, you can dial that number, and they will connect you with the correct services that's needed. Yeah.
112. I'll put that in your phone. Put it on speed dial right now. And if you get into trouble, particularly when it comes to sea rescue, the boys at Station 41 and girls, well, they're on call and here to keep the North Coast, the Dolphin Coast, safe when it comes to not just sea rescue, but bodies of water in general. Am I right?
Correct.
There you go. You heard it on Radio Life and Styles. Mike Bishop, station commander. And Mike, thanks for giving us a little bit of history into this Pink Buoy Initiative, which I believe is actually now gone further than South Africa. It's gone international.
It's gone international, yeah. There's a couple of countries that have adopted the same model and they've been
saving lives.
Having success, yeah.
Brilliant stuff, man. I'm looking forward to having further chats. There's so many facets to the NSRI's operations, and it's definitely, there's going to be plenty for us to unpack over the coming weeks.
Absolutely.
But wishing you a safe weekend. I know we've got lots of holiday action in town. Weather's looking a bit iffy, but I know that you guys will be manning the phones and ready to do your thing should the need arise.
It should. We'll be there.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style, getting you back to the music.